Well, hello and great good evening, and welcome all of you tonight for season two opener. Wow, we are back, y'all. We are back in the studio. Very excited to have my month off in August. Had to get some time to recuperate after such a fabulous season one. And I tell you no lie, with everybody that was able to say yes to these assignments, to every guest that was on here thus far, thank you so much. Thank you so much for really making season one to be a phenomenal starter. I mean, just to know that there were so many people that was blessed, by Your Confidence Matters podcast, and I'm just grateful. And for those who do not know me, I am your host, co-host, of course, because the Lord of hosts, Yeshua HaMashiach, he is the host in the studio. But I am your glorious host, Benetta Rivers. And once again, family, thank you so much for supporting. Thank you so much for the followers. Thank you so much for the new people, the new ones, new family that will be supporting, participating, because we got such a great lineup for season two opener. And I'll tell you, no lie, it's going to be a phenomenal season. Thank God for such great hearts in the kingdom that really know that it's about you guys. Of course, you know that it's about you guys celebrating every bit of your accomplishments, celebrating all that you have done in the body of Christ, business owners, authors, those who have a ministry. This is what this is about. And we call this Thursday's Kingdompreneur Thursdays. So what this is, ladies and gentlemen, and for those who's listening to the replay, welcome as well. I pray that you all will enjoy the replay as well. Kingdompreneur Thursdays is dedicated to everyone in the kingdom. Doesn't matter, man of God, woman of God, doesn't matter who you are. The great purpose is that we are here to celebrate one another. Okay, there's no jealousy in here. There's no competition in here. There's no none of that at all. Enviousness, none of that at all. We do not tolerate that in Papa's studio. Okay, this is about freedom. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Liberty. Liberty, y'all. This is what this podcast is, what this, what we do in the studio. We be free up in here. Holy Spirit is the one who writes the script. I don't know what's going to happen on tonight. Even my special guest is not going to know what's going to happen on tonight, but she's going to be in great hands. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. She's going to be in great hands. So once again, thank you so much for joining us here in the studio for Your Confidence Matters podcast. What we also going to be coming up, we are going to have some new topics as well for the life coaching segment, y'all. It's going to be exciting topics. Everyone will be able to enjoy this topic. So I'm so giddy, y'all. Just excited to be back with family in the studio. It's been a minute, y'all. It's been a minute, but glad to be back. Season two opener kickoff tonight. So excited about this starter. So without further ado, y'all, let's bring on our special guest. Yes, let's bring on our special guest. So on tonight, y'all, this is truly a great kingdom, beautiful queen, beautiful sister of mine, and so grateful to be a part of family, because this is what connection is. We connect with family all over, and I'm so grateful because she is a supporter for real. She supports for real. Sorry for the interruptions, y'all. As a mom, I have to deal with I gotta deal with things in the midst of this podcast, but it's all right. I'm back on. But I have to say, she is a great supporter. She is a great supporter to everyone. I mean, for those who came on, I can name the names. She was a supporter for everyone that every podcast. I mean, her heart is for people. She's a lover of Yeshua, lover of God, Jesus. We going to name everything. He's a name above all names. I got to tell you, she's an anointed woman of God, y'all. We gonna get some stuff out, though, tonight, because Holy Spirit is going to speak on that. So without further ado, let's bring on our special guest. And I thank God for her. I thank God for all that she is doing, and she's here on tonight. So Your Confidence Matters audience and replay audience, let's welcome here on tonight Kingdom Queen Moniqua Nikki Wilson. Woo! Come on,
hello,
in, Queen.
Hello, hello, hey. Queen Confidence. What's going on?
We on here tonight.
Yes, we on here tonight. Let's get it started.
Yes, we on here. We about to kick this season 2 open up with a bang. With a bang. All right.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
All right. All right. So, without further ado, let everyone know, how has your 2022 been going so far? But don't give them too much now. Just give them a little smidget. A little smidget, because we got to say the good smidget stuff, you know.
Little something for the people. Well, 2022 isn't over yet, so I got some stuff in the works and in store for y'all, but it's been great. It started out rough. I was in COVID quarantine in January, which was my birthday month, so I really couldn't celebrate. But after that, you know, I bounced back, started some new projects, and I'm literally blessed beyond measure. A lot of blessings have happened to me, you know, as far as, you know, when it comes to finances and all of that, just things happening that I never really expected. And I'm just like, this ain't nothing but God, because a couple months ago, I would have been a sniveling little ball on my floor crying, coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Wow.
But yes, I'm blessed and I'm happy, and I literally cannot wait until December 31st, 2022 to jump, scream, and shout about everything that I have accomplished.
Amen. Amen. And you know, this is what this is all about, you know, get an opportunity to share of your accomplishments, to share of everything, you know, just magnificent that God has just done, you know, over your life. And, you know, this is the purpose of what we do here. You know, right. You know, it's now time to be celebrated in the right way, you know, because it's not too many people being celebrated, quote unquote, right way, you know, nowadays, especially you hear a lot in the body of Christ. You know, you're going to have those that it's going to be player haters.
Oh, yes.
Player haters, they don't like to see you prosper. They don't like to see you climbing the ladder higher than them, okay?
Ooh, say it again for the people in the back.
I tell you no lie. It's like, yeah, they mad at you because how it happened for you and it happened for them? Come on now.
Exactly.
I thought we supposed to be paying them out here. We supposed to be celebrating everybody, because we never know when it's going to be your turn, when it's going to be my turn, it's going to be somebody else's turn. But we are next, okay? So opportunity is endless for everybody. And we are so excited for you, Queen. Because here, this is now your time. Just like I told you, I text you yesterday, this is your time now. All right, come on. We're going to put you on the forefront right here. This is your time. Come on, your time to shine, because you've been shining for everybody else. Having them glistening and making them look good. All right.
Right. Amen, amen, and amen.
Glory to God. So, let everyone know, tell everyone a bit about yourself, because, you know, we want to be able to know the story behind Kingdom Queen Moniqua. So give them a bit of your testimony. Yes, you got all the time. Ain't no rush here. Ain't no time limit in the studio.
Where do I start?
Go in detail. Detail. Go on in.
Well, let's see. To some... Some know me as Kwa, some know me as Mo. I'm a mother to two boys, ages, my oldest is 26. He lives in Columbus, Ohio, doing very well. My youngest lives with me. They know him as Braden or Little B. He is 11, very active kid. So I'm a sports mom. I'm a basketball mom, a martial arts mom, and I wear a lot of hats. So, but he also struggles with ADHD. So, you know, having a kid that struggles with focus and concentration and having to deal with that every day and then trying to make sure he's focused and organized in school, it's a job in itself. It really is. And, you know, when he was diagnosed in kindergarten, it was hard to accept, like, okay, well, what is that? And how did he get it? How do I cope with it? Do I put my kid on meds? Do I not? The meds are helping, but I must say I have a newfound respect for parents that mm-hmm. have children with disabilities and special needs. Oh my goodness. I salute every one of y'all because I don't know how y'all do it. Like
I'm a witness.
Has enough energy left over, and I'm just like, would you sit out somewhere, please? Like, don't have the patience at times. So, mm-hmm. I salute every parent that has a special needs child. I salute all of you because it's not easy. It is not easy. And I pray mm-hmm. every day that the older he gets, mm-hmm. that this is something that he can grow out of because yes. mm-hmm. he understands it. And understands the fact that, okay, I do have a problem concentrating, but can I manage without my meds? No, you can't, but we gonna get there. So literally right now, my time is with him. I'm also an entrepreneur. I have many different irons in the fire, okay? But my main business is I'm the founder and owner of Creative Designs by MJB. Oh, I create and design business cards, flyers, papers, reports. I've literally been stretched out my comfort zone doing websites for people and proofreading books and manuscripts and paper. So it's something that I love to do. I mean, I just like helping people. That's just me. I also am in the process of trying to get my license to be a part-time life insurance agent and helping these people that don't have insurance because you don't know when your time here is limited on earth. You really don't. Yes. So it's important that we're all covered because, you know, I don't want to bury my family, one of my loved ones, and start a GoFundMe account. I just absolutely don't, you know. Let's see. I'm a motivational speaker. Recently, within the last month, I myself started a podcast. It's something that I always wanted to do, you know, because I started Facebook Lives years ago, and I said, okay. And it, at first I was like, Facebook Live, whatever. And I got taken out my comfort zone with that. So then I kind of put a spin on. I was like, okay, I'm just going to get on here and do like little motivational quips every day. And I mean, people were liking it and all of that. And I still do it. But then I'm like, let's turn this into something bigger. Because I have a lot to talk about. And for those that know me, like Miss Kiki that's on here, yes, I can talk, okay? I can talk, okay? But I said, let's just make this something bigger. So yes, I have started my own podcast. It's called Daily Quiz with Mo. So look me up on Podbean, y'all. But yeah, like I said, I'm a woman of many hats. Mom, I'm entrepreneur, motivator, supporter of all people. I mean, I will support any and everybody. I believe that, you know, it's enough food. It's enough out here for us all to eat. So why you gotta be greedy and just worry about yourself? I mean, we got to support everybody, especially us women, queen. Like, I just don't understand why we always backbiting each other. Like, if you down and out, I'm going to help support you. And that's one of the reasons why I started Creative Designs, because it's like, I see a lot of other people out here that want to start businesses but don't know where to start, or they have a business but they don't have the right resources. Like, where's your business cards? Where are your flyers? Where's your promotional material? Look me up. Get with me. I'll help you out. You know, we can do we can start you out with 20 cards or 25 and go from there. I never want to see anybody falter because I've been there. I've been at rock bottom, and I know what it's like to build yourself up and to keep building and to keep building. And it's like when you fall, just get right back up. Been there, done that. I could write a journal about it or something. I know. But yeah, that's me in a nutshell. I know it seems like a lot to some people because everybody always say, you always busy. You always, yes, I'm always busy. So yeah,
there's definitely nothing wrong with that. And once again, kudos to you, Queen, just hearing all of these great different attributes that you're contributing back to the kingdom. And, you know, the one great thing that I appreciate is your heart to help others. You know, that is one big factor that I love, that I hear from you know, others, is that you're willing to sacrifice.
Right.
You're willing to, you know, go over and beyond for others, you know, and it's bigger than us. When we say that, it's literally, it's bigger than us, you know, because we're not looking at just ourselves. Yes, we're going to have our portion of our, of the promise that Papa has put for us. But sometimes with everything, like you said, you know, why try to, you know, have everything for yourself? Why try to hold everything for yourself? You know, it's time to give back. If you see someone else struggling, don't be greedy. Like, as they say, as the song say, DMS, stop being greedy. Look, stop being greedy.
Yes. Yes.
Stop being greedy. Because, you know, you're not the only one here in the whole entire United States and international. it's so many of us here. But you know what? There's so many of us that's as well hungry. We thirsty too. You know, can we get a drink?
Right. Can we eat? Can we eat? Like, come on. Like, yeah, I want to eat too.
Like, don't be leaving me sitting there with my plate empty. You sitting there with a big old, you know, buffet meal.
Exactly.
Buffet meal, and I'm sitting over here with nothing on my plate. You can't even share with me a chicken wing. Come on, y'all. Come on.
Can't even share with me a chicken wing. Yes.
Come on. This is what this is. And I thank God for, you know, everything that you have spoken. Because many people need to really know this, that, you know what, you know, it's time to just begin to expand yourself a bit more. And I, you know, this is actually one of the things that I even stay upon with so many people in the body of Christ. Because I'm a person that's going to find opportunity. Me and Papa, we talk all the time. All right, Papa, what is it you need for me to do? And I'm just like, okay, all right. So when you want me to get this done? All right, cool. Let's get it on calendar. Boom. I'll reach out to people in a minute. What you doing this day? I need you for this. What you doing this day? I need you for this. Okay? I need da, da, da. I'm always looking out because, you know, this is the heart of Father. And when we can be able to utilize his heart, you know, our rewards is right there. You know, and this is what it is about, because now the reward is seeing other people successful, other people happy, just as well as we will be. And this is the key thing that we want everybody to know, that we're here for the purpose, because we want to make sure that we complete our assignments before that time comes. And whatever that we are doing, yes, we may be busy at times. Look, we're not going to tire ourselves out, but at the same time, we want to be able to reach as many people as possible, okay? We want to be able to, you know, market. We want to be able to advertise. We want to be able to do a lot of things. But at the same time, you got to be willing to, like, okay, let go on some things and be free to say that, you know, I have a business. I want other people to know about it, but I also want to help in the process. There's nothing wrong with that. If you don't understand that, yes, or if I help somebody, they're going to get further than me, then the mentality is just totally off. It's off.
Absolutely.
It's not about who's going to get to the finish line faster. It's about really enduring this moment to really helping and seeking those that are more in need, okay? That's struggling. You may have had those who had the door closed on them. Who may have said that I'm not helping you? Why should I help you? You ain't helping me. That is the wrong type of attitude. And we got to get at gratitude with attitude. Okay? We got to get attitude of gratitude. So for everyone listening, this is what this platform is about right here. Open up the door. Okay? I'm not here going to be interviewing myself in the studio. So open up the door. And when I have put it out here from the time we started, anybody that want to be interviewed, this is what this is about. Because I know many out there who do not even get an opportunity. And I know people who got podcasts and many, and they still won't even give a little open door. And that's tragic. It's tragic. So I thank God for you. Thank God for you, Queen Moniqua. Thank you so much for, you know, what you just poured out, you know, even for our replay listeners. There's those that right now need encouragement in that area. And to hear you, to say that bam with your business. And you're going to be able to put your website, because I want people to be able to contact you and to be able to, you know how to reach you. Since this is what she does. She, you know, is a promoter. She does business cards, you name it. Reach out, because this is what this is about. And I know people who does this, but they don't put themselves out there the way they should be. And the great part about this is going to be, you know, heard all over the world. So, and we want people to be able to have a great understanding of her business. This is what this is about. So take advantage, because I guarantee she definitely will work with you. She is, I can tell you very patient with people. You're very patient. I ain't got to even say it, but I know.
I have no patience.
Because I'm just like, I'm hearing your voice. And I said, it sounds like she will be, because you're taking the time to work with. And see, that's why I see you as the patient, because you're taking the time to work with.
I'm learning very slowly about patience, but yes, I honestly look at some people, I'm like, oh, they got the patience of Job, which I do not have. But when it comes to working with people, I have learned to have patience with some people. And then there's some people I just be like, look, I have explained it, written it down. What do you want me to do? Spell it out, put it in on a postcard, fly through the air. What can I do to make it simpler for you? I'm learning. God is working on me with patience, Lord. I do not have the patience of Job, but I'm praying that one day that, yes. I'm trying. And, I'm a work in progress.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, the one great thing, you know, and he will, you'll be surprised how people will, you know, be in that place where you are, but then down the line, it's like, now, wow, I can really sit down with people. And I mean, just to sit down with them, go through them, because I was just like that in the beginning. I'm like, oh Lord, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to do this, but you know what? I'm able to just appreciate the time with others. When I talk with them, sit with them, I appreciate the time, you know, that we put together, because it's, at the end of the day, it's a teamwork project. So what you're contributing, trust me, is something that they will definitely take on, and never know how they will maneuver from just the time that you put in, you know. Just from the time that you put in. So that's why I said, yeah, you're gonna have that patience. I'm decreeing that over your life. I'm decreeing that over your life, that you will have the patience. And one great thing that I'm gonna say is this, because Papa has shown me something last night. You got other businesses in you. You have other businesses in you. And I see that Papa is starting you from here, and he's launching you to many different arenas, okay? This is not going to be, it's so many other doors that he is going to prepare you to walk therein, okay? And I know your mind is so, it thinks a lot. It thinks a lot about,
I do.
It's a creative mind. And I can sense what's happening, because it's so profound that I'm seeing this. You have a creative mindset, even from the visions. All right, Holy Spirit, have your way. Woo, God, glory to God. I see you, literally. You have a seer's eye. You have a seer's eye. And I'm gonna put it out there. People have been underestimating you, what you have been seeing. You have visions. And you see in detail very well. Very well. Okay? I can pick up on this very well just as I'm talking to you. You're detailing in how you write. You're detailing in how you pronounce, how you project. You are detailed even from the business aspect. You are very detailed. Okay? And you have a seer. And that is also a part of the prophetic. I don't mention things like this too often, but I can see prophetic when I see it. I can feel prophetic when I feel it. You got prophetic all over you. And this is something that needs to come out more. That needs to come out more. And I pray from tonight on that as Father is touching you and he is now prophesizing over you tonight, that it's going to be released upon you, his prophetic calling in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. This is your time. This is your time right now. And everything that he's doing through you is prospering. Because guess what? You continue to bring Papa in the field. This is the time. The king is in the field. You continue to bring him in so many arenas in your life. Over your family. Over you in the ministry. Over the business. And so many others that people fail to see. But I'm telling you right now, that prophetic sound you got, project it more. Because it's here. And I know a sound when I hear it. And when I can feel the unction in your belly, it's time to begin to maneuver on that sound. Because that sound is now going to decapitate the enemy. Because I don't care what he's doing, the sound is going to decapitate, because that sound is going to break some bones. I know when I see someone that is a devil slayer. You are a devil slayer. Know the sound in you. And this is why I'm decreeing, because I hear prophetic over your life. It's time. It's time. The doors is open. It's time. Come on, CEO. Come on, CEO. I hear it. Come on, CEO. You're going to launch so many other people in their business. That's why I said you are a CEO. You're going to launch so many other people's businesses. It's not going to be funny. Because you about prosperity. And that's not only in monetary, but it's also about how you give back. Give back to those that you love. Give them back to the community. Give them back to the world. That's who you are. So I pray gold dust over you, over your feet, supernatural increase, unlimited favor right now over you and your family. Because what's about to come out, Papa is going to reward you generously because of what you put back into him, what you put back into the kingdom. It's time. It's time. Your reward. Get your reward. Because everything that you work hard for is activated right now. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. In the
name of
Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name. And we put power on that one right there. Authority is all over you. Because I know you know how to command some things. I hear prophetic. And I know when I hear it. Continue to activate that, my sister. It's all over you. I'm not telling you something I don't know. I've been where you are. It's time to pass the torch. That's why I thank God. It's not my torch I'm passing. It's Papa's torch that is being passed to you, because that prophetic torch is right there. Time to grab it. Time to go forth. Time to go forth. Because it's all over you. It's all over you. I see him touching your eyes. Your eyesight is going to get stronger when it comes down to his visions. I know you hear sounds. You're going to start to hear sounds from so many different levels, so many different dimensions. It is happening. It's all over.
My God.
And it's time for this to be decreed. It's time for you to stand in your righteous place, woman of God. Stand now, because it's your time. It's your time. No more being in the background. Get out from the back. It's time for you to be, because you are a forerunner. That means forerunner stay in the front. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory to the Lord.
Yeah. He's giving you patience in every aspect, and even over your son. And I know I'm a mother who is raising a beautiful autistic daughter, but she's already healed. So I'm decreeing healing over your son right now. I pray that Papa will touch him right now, Father. So whatever discrepancies, anything, Father, that's trying to hold him back from really understanding and comprehending who, what, when, where, and why, any aspects of who he is in this life, the life that, Father, you have created him to live in. Father, I thank you, Lord, that it's still not over. That, Father, I thank you for your mighty hands upon your son, because, Father, you are the miracle worker, and there's nothing too hard that you cannot overcome. I pray for patience right now over your beloved daughter, Moniqua. Father, right now, over as well as your kingdom miracle son right now. And I thank you, Father, oh God, that as she, Father, oh God, is pressing, Father, continue to press over her life. Give her supernatural strength, supernatural grace, supernatural confidence, supernatural hope in this walk. And Father, there's nothing too hard that she can't accomplish. And Father, the evidence is here right now. It's here right now. There's nothing that she cannot do. She can do all things. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. So I thank you right now. For you blowing the breath. The Elohim over both of them right now. Blow the breath over her right now. Oh, I see healing taking course. In the name of Yeshua, it's breaking now. It's breaking. It's time to stand in agreement with the courts of heaven. It's time. And I lift the both of you up right now to Papa in the courts of heaven. He is your father. He is your friend. He is your judge. Everything that you send to him, he shall complete it. It shall be done. It's already done. He's going to answer your prayers because you've been faithful. Hey! You've been faithful. And you have resilience. There's resilience. And everything that he has told you, you have done it. And that's one thing. Papa can trust you. So get ready. Get ready. Get ready. He has heard your prayers. He has heard every bit of what you have poured to him. Get ready. Because we're putting a plug over the enemy right now tonight. Putting a plug. Because your destiny lies in him. And for your sons, it lies in him. So when I tell you he's preparing you for true patience, if you didn't know, you got it. Because look how you're raising your son who has ADHD. You got it.
Yes, Lord.
You got it. It's been there all that time. Because he sees you. He sees you because you have that motherly instinct. You are a mother, but there's a motherly instinct that you have. And you detect things very, very well. That's why I hear prophetic sound over you. Whew. Fire over Moniqua now. Fire, fire, fire now. In Yeshua's name. It's already done for you, Queen. Hit it in my soul. Oh, Father, you are here in the studio.
Oh, yes, you are, Lord.
It's time. It's time. Your time is now. Come on, forerunner. Get in your righteous place. Hallelujah. 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 Yay! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
Jesus, I thank you, Father. I thank you, Yeshua. Ooh, Corey. Come on, come on, come on. He's doing it for you. Starting tonight. He's doing it for you. For your sons. He's doing it for you. Right now. Just continue to keep praising him in advance. Because whatever is coming, whatever you have been touching, agreeing, praise him in advance. Praise him in advance. Glory, glory, glory. Glory to God. Woo! Your activation of prophetic starts now. I very rarely, because I know I be around and I hear sounds of prophetic. It's in you. It's in you. It's time to step into into that now dimension and go forth. Go forth. Go forth. I'm telling you, there's so much sounds in you. I hear it. I hear it. I hear it. It's time to activate on it now.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. That's why it's fire, fire, fire. Shot up in your bones. Fire. Fire. Oh, yes. This is the time right now. This is the time right now. The king is in the field. The king is in the field. We are in his month, 5783. Whoo! And I tell you, it starts right now. Get ready for your keys. Get ready to unlock many doors. And I'm not talking about no rusty keys. I'm talking about brand new keys. I don't know what you've been talking to Father about, but them keys, get ready to receive some keys.
Oh, Jesus. Come on now.
And I said, when I told you gold dust, because he's down placing the dust, the gold, the gold, the gold, the gold, the gold around your feet. And there's gold over the keys. There's gold. You got it. You got it. All over you. All over you. It's his gold over you.
My, my, my.
Hallelujah, Father. I decree it with Papa's help. This is not my sound. This is his sound. What he has spoken over you, I had to be obedient to release it over you tonight. Shh. Get ready, forerunner.
Ooh.
It's your time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! I'm celebrating with you, and I don't even know what's getting ready to come forth. Shit.
Jesus. You hit some things a while back when you were talking about being in the background, because I've done it for so long. Like, I've always been the type of person that, you know, I've never been the one to be always caught up in the spotlight and want attention all shown on me. Hey,
I always been like, okay, I'm gonna get in where I fit in or whatever, or just blend in or whatever. I've never always wanted to be that person that always wanted to be seen or everybody make a big fuss over me. That's just always been me. But lately, a lot of stuff has like literally shifted. And I'm just like, I'm not asking for this. It's just like happened. Like, I don't know. Like, I just can't even explain it. It's just not, I can't even explain it. But when you said that, that literally just hit me like a ton of bricks, because it's always been me, and a lot of other people have said the same thing. You know, you got to stop being in the background and hiding in the back and just doing this and this and the and behind the scenes, and you got to come forward more. You ain't the only person that said that. A lot of other people have said, and I just be like, yeah, whatever. I'm not, that's not me, but okay. That's just how I feel comfortable, but okay. Like, yeah. The fire has came tonight.
To God be the glory. That's why I saw Forerunner. I saw Forerunner. Because I said, some reason, once that baton was was given onto you, I saw you just take off. I saw you took off. I said, you are a Forerunner. I said, people don't know about your speed. They better find out now.
Hey, I told you, I'm a person of many, and honestly, this year alone has pretty much shown me and taught me some of the things that I can do, like the things that I want to do and I want to put out there. I just got to find the platforms to do it. And like I told you in the beginning, I got a lot of other things on the back burner. And y'all going to be hearing about them soon. I got a lot of other stuff on the back burner. It's not written out, but it's still in my head. One I've been working on for over a year that I really, really want to do. And I'm hoping that if everything works out, it'll work out, but that's the big thing. But yeah, I got my mind be running constantly. And I be like, what is going on? Like, like what is this? Like, I could be sitting here and all of a sudden, let me write this down. Let me write this down. And then I go back and read my notes like, oh, I did say I was going to do that. And I am going to, okay, let me put the pieces together. My nonstop, like this whole year from, I would say March up until now, it's like my mind is constantly going, and I literally wake up at all hours of the night, can't go back to sleep because I'm up thinking, or something's bothering me to where I literally cannot go back to sleep. And it's like, well, why can't I go back to sleep? I just want to go back to sleep. I can't go back to sleep. What is wrong with me? Like, it's literally 2:30 in the morning. Why am I awake and I got to be up at 5:30? What is going on with me, God? Please tell me right now. Like,
yes, Lord.
I don't know. I'm like, am I normal? Like, what in the world is going on? Like,
no, you're definitely normal at times where Papa is getting your attention. He's getting your attention for a reason. Doesn't matter what time of night, doesn't matter the hours, he's getting your attention for a reason. Trust me, I stay with composition books. And I tell you, when I get an idea, bam, I got to find something right that quick. That quick. And I tell you, no lie, I stay with compositions. I'm about to get me some more compositions as we speak. Majority of them is full up because my future books is on its way. So I got majority of them filled up already with titles already. So we put those things to use now. So, and right. I tell people that a lot of things that, you know, that you write down, by the time you know it, you're going to be able to check that off your list. I have been a witness. Everything that I finished in 2021 has been completely checked off. And I'm doing the same thing for 2022.
Oh yeah,
going down that list, everything was checked out. Everything got done. So I'm telling you, you're not a procrastinator at all.
I used to be. At some point, I still think I am, but I don't think I am as bad. I used to love to work good under pressure. I don't know why, but I don't know. I just love to work under pressure. Some people probably think that's weird, but even in school, even in college, deadlines. I'm the one that's up the night before typing out the paper. That's due the next day.
Yes.
And you have an 8 o'clock class. That's me. I'm up at 11, 12, 1, typing a paper, knowing that it's due, knowing you got to go. That's, I don't know. It's just something that I've always tried to get out of. And I don't know. I don't know. And my oldest son has that same trait. We battled that in high school. I'm like, why do you always wait until two nights before to do a paper?
Wow.
I'm sitting here proofreading where I'm like, look, just because your mom is good in English doesn't mean that I'm going to have to sit here and proofread the paper for you. I'm not going to type the paper for you. You in high school. You on your own. Now, even with college, he's calling, Mom, if I send you this, can you look it over for me? No, I'm not doing your work for you, son. I love you, but I'm not doing your work. I type me a paper. No, I will not. I will proof it and tell you your mistakes, but I'm not typing your paper. It's not going to happen.
Mm-mm. Wow.
Because if you getting that degree, then my name is going right beside yours on that degree, okay?
Come on. Say that again.
Yes.
Yeah, but definitely you getting there, because I know I was one, and I thank God that 2020, I would say in the midst of 2020, that's when it broke off of me. And after that, anything that Papa gave me, I jumped right on it immediately. Anything he gave me, I didn't wait on it. I jumped on it immediately. Because I said, look, I feel Papa. I said, when I know when Papa can whip, I said, okay, Father, I'm gonna get to work. Papa don't play. Papa don't play. So ever since, procrastination has been breaking off of me. It's been the best thing ever. Because now I do things a little bit earlier. And I said, even the fact that strategy-wise, he's gonna give you the strategy on things, which I love. It's like, you know, we call that the blueprint, of course. And he don't give you a blueprint in advance. And see, that's the great thing, that now you're monopolizing. And that's what you're getting ready to do right now. You're monopolizing on that blueprint. Because everything he has given you in detail in his blueprint. So now it's like you take that blueprint and it's like, okay, Father, I need for you to now, you know, do what you do best. Because sometimes I need a heave-ho sometime, but I know you got me. And we're going to see everything in that blueprint begin to come to pass. Because that's what he's going to do for you. He's going to do everything that you have written down. That's the blueprint that he's given you. Every idea, every creation, every speck of what he wants you to do is happening right now. So it's not about to. It's not someday. It's right now, okay? Because now it's time to utilize the right words. And I need for you to take heed to this. The right words. Begin to speak over yourself with the right type of words and sounds. It's going to make a big of a difference.
Yes.
It's going to make a big of a difference. Woo! Hallelujah.
Girl. You hit the nail on that blueprint. I was like, that's that designer talk with the blueprints and the plans. Cause I don't write nothing down. And I do not, like, and I noticed that, like, with a lot of graphic designers and with a lot of people that are in the design field, you know, Key, you on here, you know, a lot of them like write their ideas and their designs out before they put them in motion. I don't, because I've dealt with electronics and computers for so long. It's like, I don't write it out. I literally put it on a screen. If that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So like, I noticed that, like, when I was taking my design classes and getting my design degree, that a lot of the classes, my instructors were saying, write your plans out in your book or write it out. I'm like, I can't do that. And they're like, well, why? Because I don't know what I'm going to do. I said, I can't sit here and write it out on paper and put it on the screen. I said, I have to put it on the screen first.
Right.
And they're looking at me like, really? Yes, that's how I operate. I can't, if you're saying do a design, I can't just say, okay, well, let me sketch something out, because I really cannot draw, honestly. I cannot draw. I do stick people. I'm not an artist. I had to take an art class as part of my program, but yeah, that was it. I'm not into drawing fruit and popcorn, and I don't do all of that. I just can't. I have to put it on the screen before I can, so I can see how it's gonna play out.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me. So I guess you could say I have an electronic blueprint, but not a paper blueprint.
Now that's a good one right there. There you go.
That's an electronic blueprint.
There you go. Because everybody gonna have it a little bit different. So you're not gonna be or doing what everybody else is doing. So that's why I'm like, you know, when other people want you to do it their way or the way they should be, sometimes it's not always going to work that way. You know, Papa gave it to you differently. So if he give it to you electronically, you stick with it. Don't let nobody else tell you otherwise. You're supposed to do it this way. Devil is a lie. Mm-hmm. No. You do it the way that Papa, because he is our blueprint. He knows better than anybody. So nobody can dictate to tell you, I don't know why you're doing it that way. Oh, well, they'll be all right.
Amen. Everybody learned different. That's how I learned.
That's it. You don't cater down and try to do what everybody else, Papa made us all different for a reason. So look, everything that he gives us, he give it to us differently. You move on that. That's what authentic, okay? Hello? You are part of his authentic ministry because you are authentic. You're different. Join the ranks.
That's one of my sayings that I always say, that I'm often imitated, never duplicated.
Mm-hmm. Well.
I always say, I have a lot of sayings. Let your haters be your motivators. But my favorite that I always say at the end of my lives, and my son knows it too, do you, boo, but be the best you that you can possibly be.
Yes.
I say that because people always want to expect a different person, a different you in every setting. Just be you. Mm-hmm. Just be the person that you were put here to be authentic. I can tell people all the time, what you see is what you get. I'm gonna be me regardless. I'm gonna be funny. I'm gonna be outspoken. I'm gonna say what I have to say. I'm gonna be me. I'm not gonna change for this person, or this person. Either you love me or you hate me. I'm gonna still love you if you hate me. I'm gonna still love on you, but I'm gonna love you from a distance. But I'm gonna still love you. But just do you, and just try to be the best you, and learn from that and grow from that. Because the me last year definitely is not the same me this year.
Come on. The crit.
It's not like, oh my God. I look at last year and I look at this year and I'm like, oh, I was a hot mess last year. Like, literally. I'm like, oh my goodness. I was all over the place.
Wow.
That was not like, it was not pretty. Like, yeah. I'm like, I don't like her. I like the new her. I don't like that her.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Yes. And this is definitely a great new you. And you know, very, like I said, I'm very excited, very proud of everything that, you know, Papa's doing through you, because, you know, you're seeing it, and it's getting better from here. And I'm just excited for you and for everything that he's doing for you now into your future, because this is what this is. We're celebrating your now into your future, because that's how great he's going to now begin to do things for you. It's already, I tell people, if I can't even tell you some of the stuff I see, because it's unbelievable. But he is doing so much.
I didn't already ugly cry and snotted and everything. Yes.
Come on.
Yes, I done snotted and everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Took the glasses off and everything, and I can't see. So, yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord. You know, Papa is the one who gives the word. He gives the prophecies. I just thank God for what he did, because I heard this last night and I said, you know, I have to tell my sister. I have done it for everybody, because like I said, I don't know what's going to be expected, but I have done it to almost everybody. And I said, Father, you never had me to be on break. No, I'm on assignment. So this is assignment tonight. And he just said, now to pour the word into your sister. Pour that word, because it's her time. Lord, yes. It's definitely her time.
I heard that. Woo! Times.
Mm. Yes. Amazing. So, Queen Moniqua,
yes.
If you can give everyone your website, you can also put it here in the chat in the studio as well, to let everyone know again about your business, you know, exactly what you do, how they can get in contact with you. If you have any social media contacts on whatever the case may be, I want you to reveal that to the audience. And then also I want you to give an encouraging message to, especially to our young people, to many people out there who may be in the same predicament that are looking to start their own, looking to, you know, do that leap of faith, but they don't know how. So I want you to be that voice to give to the people tonight, to give to others on tonight on that matter.
Oh, wow. I can be found. You guys can find me on Facebook and Instagram. Facebook, go ahead and type in Creative Designs by MJB and I'll pop up. You'll see my wonderful face. Instagram, beautiful face, my beautiful mug. On Instagram, I am 1_creativedesigner75. Again, that's Instagram, 1_creativedesigner75. And I also have a Wix site. So my Wix website, which I will put in the chat, is moniqua63.wixsite.com/creativedesigns.
Amen. Amen. So for everyone that's listening, Moniqua, Queen Moniqua tonight, she's going to have that information available. Even for those who's listening to the replay, please, guys, go and support. Go check out these different websites, links. I'm telling you, you're going to be able to see so many great things that you may need for yourself. You know, you never know, the opportunity may need, like, oh, wow, I didn't know that she does that. Okay, let me see if I can be a blessing to hire her to do something or whatever the case may be. Whatever that you can do, guys, please go and support our very own Queen Moniqua. So from here on, the floor is yours. You can give them an encouraging message. And from here on, you can lead us out in prayer, however Holy Spirit is going to lead you.
Ooh, Jesus. Oh, after all of that, ooh, Lord, mercy me. I guess my encouraging/motivating words for anybody out there would just be, keep your head up, keep striving, don't quit. That's most of all, do not quit. I know at times there are things that you struggle with. Maybe there's something that you can't accomplish. Just don't quit. And even if you have to be like me and fall back a minute and regroup and reevaluate, which was the last topic of my last podcast, reevaluate. If you have to go back and do that and then come back and get yourself together, then do it. Because sometimes that's what we need. Sometimes we just need to step back, take a look at what we've done. How can we do it better? How can you make it fit to where you can get it right this time? Regroup, reevaluate, and then move forward from there. So I just want each and every one of y'all to know that, you know, you're winners in whatever it is that you do. Don't ever think that you're less than what you are, because we are all beautiful in God's eyes and nobody is a quitter. It's not how you start the race, but it's how you finish it. And it took my kid to show me what
being a quitter is not. Like, we're not quitters. I didn't raise a quitter. I'm not a quitter. He's not a quitter. And I'm sitting here like, I'm learning lessons from my 11-year-old. Here I am, this 47-year-old. I'm learning from him. Like, what is wrong with this picture? Like, I'm supposed to be the teacher, but the student is teaching me.
Yes.
So, yes. I mean, with that being said, whatever it is, even if it's a business, school, work, home, don't quit. Don't give up the fight. Reevaluate and keep it moving. Like, do you, like I always say, do you, boo, but be the best you that you can possibly be.
Yes. Yes. Mm.
So,
thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Whew. And you can lead us out through prayer as well. That's how Holy Spirit is usual. Hallelujah.
Ooh, hallelujah. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless you. We magnify you, Lord. We lift your name up on high, Father God. Lord, we thank you tonight for this episode, Lord. Thank you for the Queen Prophetess, Lord. I just want to say thank you for everything that was said tonight, Father God. The word has been received. I receive it from you, Father God. We honor and reverence you, Father God. And Lord, we just ask that you continue to bless Prophetess, Lord, and everything that she does with her podcast, with her family, whatever it is that she puts her hands on, Lord, we just ask that you continue to bless her and keep her and prosper her and her family, Father God. We pray right now for our nation, for our world, for the events that are happening, Lord. Father, we even pray for my city right now with all the senseless violence and the murders that happened last night, Father God. We just pray for that young man and pray for his family and continue to lift his young family up, Father God. Continue to bless the parents that have children that worry daily about senseless violence in their children and the drive-by shootings, Father God. We just want to bless every one of them, Father God, and have your way in each and every one of their lives. Protect our kids as they go to school, as they stand out and wait for the buses. Protect them going and coming from school, Father God. And we just want to say thank you, God. We love you. We love you. We reverence you, Father God. And we just want to say bless you in your precious and holy name. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And we just thank you as well, our Kingdom Queen, Moniqua. Thank you so much for just being a breath of fresh air on tonight. Thank God for what you just poured out, for the encouragement. That was just amazing. And for the prayer, we just thank God for you. And we just pray that Papa pours back into you quadruple portion right now in the name of Yeshua, for just everything that you have just, you know, stepped in and you was obedient to release. So we thank you for the release that you poured upon tonight in this podcast, and for many of those that came on to support. Kiera, I love you, Queen Kiera.
And, I love you, many... Kiki. I love you, boss lady. You know I
love you. Yes.
That's my girl.
Love my sister Kiera.
Mine's a promise in the house.
Yes. That's awesome. Awesome kingdom woman of God. Thank you so much. I just thank God for you and just, you know, what God is doing through you. And once again, just like you said, keep on going. I know that it's going to be so many other great things that will be revealed. So we can't wait for that revealing. So when Papa open up that curtain, showtime.
Yay! Shabam. Look, shabam. Showtime, baby.
Showtime. It's going to be on now. But thank God for you being able to say yes to this assignment. It's just a blessing. And I just thank God for you. Thank you for being a sister in Christ for me, with me. This is definitely not easy to be able to really do this with true, genuine people in the body of Christ. But thank you so much for standing in the gap, standing with me, and just being overall a great supporter. So I bless you and I love you, my queen. Thank you so much for what you just released on tonight. And I pray over you supernatural peace, so much great things over your life from today on. And it's happening now. It's happening now. You're owning your now. It's happening. You're owning your now. So I thank God for you in every place that Papa is going to release his blessings upon you, wherever he allow you to travel. We just thank God for every destination, wherever the distance, he will provide it for you, no matter how far, no matter how long, he will provide it for you, because he's going to lead you there. He's going to take you there. So I thank you from you being a great sister in the body of Christ. I love you. Thank you so
Amen.
Much.
Amen. I love you. Bless you. Prophetess, love you. Bless you.
Amen.
You're the bomb.
And y'all, I love you all.
Some thank amazing you. Hair color too.
Yes, I stay changing my hair, y'all.
Yes, she do. Is it blue now? It's blue. Is it blue?
Yes. This is okay. Prophetic blue. I call this prophetic okay. Blue because there's so many
she got
behind
Smurf
the prophetic blue.
Going on.
Prophetic blue here, y'all.
Go ahead, prophetic blue. Yes.
But I love you. Thank you so much for being a blessing to my life. Please have a blessed night. And thank you again so much for coming
on.
Thank
you for having me.
You're very welcome. Well, all right. All right. That is it, y'all. That is it, family. Oh, man. What a kickoff starter for Your Confidence Matters podcast. Thank you so much for, once again, our special guest. Our Kingdom Queen Moniqua, Nikki Wilson, for being our special guest on tonight. And join us next week. Next week, we are going to go into our life coaching segment. We're going to have some great topics coming up. And I truly thank God we are going to be continuing our Kingdompreneur podcast. We will be back on that come the end of this month. I have a few other projects that I'm doing. I have a prayer conference that's coming up between the 22nd and the 24th. So I'll be doing that live. I will give more information about that. It will be live on Facebook for those who will be able to join us. One Nation Under God Agreement, Attract Heaven Part 5. We will be having that. So I'm preparing for some things, but we will be back for the next Kingdompreneur September 29th. And we're going to have my beautiful Kingdom Queen servant, Jasmine Jennings. She's going to be the guest on that day, that Thursday, on Your Confidence Matters podcast. So that is it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you all for coming on to support. Thank you also for those who will listen to the replays. I appreciate you all, family. And most of all, I give honor where honor is due to my Papa Yeshua. I thank God for you. Thank you for always showing up at the right time in your studio. I can't thank you enough, and I love you more than anything. So we will be back on here on the next episode, and may the Lord bless you. May he keep you and make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And we will see you all right here on the next episode of Your Confidence Matters. I love you all, family, and shalom blessings. Please continue to be safe and continue to keep praying for one another. Shalom.
You've been patient with me, longing for me to see you standing with arms open wide. You've been calling. Why did I question all the things that you say? I didn't understand the depth of your embrace. You couldn't left me or push me away, but you've always been holding me. Deserve this love. Afraid to cry out, you've been faithful despite all my doubt. I am safer
with my heart open wide. I am calling, I am calling, and now I understand the things that you say.